This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Umar radiallahu anh was reflecting at some point of time, and he made a beautiful statement that really needs to be internalized by each one of us, especially at these hard times. Once he said, radiallahu anh, ما أصابني من مصاب. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts me in a situation that's really hard, إلا وحمدت الله على أربع. Except that I would be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for four reasons. Hold on for a second. ما أصابني من مصاب. When I go through a test, should I be patient or grateful? Look at Umar radiallahu anhu. He's taking us to another level. Because normally when Allah gives us, we should be grateful. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us, we should be patient. But Umar can see the rahmah disguised in the test itself. Yes. How many times when you go through a test, it would be the turning point in your life and you go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you start practicing Islam. Look at the beauty of the music behind me. Subhanallah. They're even exercising, subhanAllah, social distancing. You know, between like each bird and the other is 6 feet. That's a lesson for us, inshallah, from nature. But back to the point. So Umar radiallahu anhu is teaching us a level of seeing the mercy in the test itself. Because as I said, that car accident made you go to the hospital, and while you're sitting on the deathbed, you're like, you know, man, I was so busy with the life, I didn't have a plan for akhirah. So he said, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests me, I would be grateful to Allah for four reasons. And I want you to exercise this, inshallah. Al-ula annaha lam takun fi dini. The first reason I thank Allah and I am grateful to Him when I go through a test is that I did not lose my faith. How many times some people, subhanAllah, when they go through a hard test, they lose it and they say, why me? Why is Allah doing this to me? I'm a Muslim. Hold on. Don't lose your faith. It's a test and it's because Allah loves you. Yes. Second, أنها لم تكن أكبر منها. It could have been worse. What did I lose? A job? Who gave me a job to start with? Allah will give me another job, inshallah. What if it's the end of life and I'm going to go and meet with Allah? That's the best thing when you are in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الثالثة أنها كفارة لذنبي. Because when you go through a test and you're patient, it's expiation for your sins. والرابعة أن كل مصاب بعد فقد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يهون. Any calamity after losing Prophet Muhammad is nothing. And that's what the Prophet taught us. He said, if you go through difficulty comparing to losing me, there is nothing worse than that. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.